At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I have never experienced any pain like this.
So he's looking at four kids, three cats, one dog, one fish.
It's a lot of baggage.
And the valet's like, are you like famous or something? I was like, used to be.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Carrie Lewis and Shane Douglas. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
You were just criticizing the photo that I posted on Instagram. What is your problem?
Well, I don't have a problem with it, but you do, apparently.
Why? What are you talking about?
You asked me for a new photo, and I sent it to you, and you told me that you didn't like it because I looked fat or pregnant,
okay.
Which I'm neither.
That's not what happened.
No, literally, you texted me, I don't like this photo. You look fat or pregnant, and you're neither. Do you have another photo?
Okay, because you sent, first of all, I normally don't speak like that.
You didn't speak it. You texted it. So.
Right. But I said, okay, but I said you're neither, right? So
thanks
that's
for reminding me that I'm not pregnant.
but again. You had sent me a photo and you said, should I use this for my real estate ads, right? And I said, no, do you have another one? Do you remember you solicited my comments?
I don't.
Yes. I don't just like troll your Instagram and say, I don't like this photo. You look fat and pregnant. I didn't do that. You sent me the photos.
Oh, I think what happened was that when I was on with Jamie Kennedy, you posted an older photo of me, like a real estate photo of me. And so I had new headshots taken. And
yes.
So I sent it to you saying,
so what do you think?
Next time, if you want to use a headshot, here's my new headshot. And then you said, you look fat or pregnant.
That's not what happened.
Do you have a different one? And I said, okay,
no.
Fine. And then I sent you the other one. And then you said, yes, I like this one. You look good in navy blue. And I said, I'm not wearing navy blue.
I thought it was black. I thought it was navy. It looks navy.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one with you have like the little scarf tied around? You look so cute.
Oh, thanks.
But
you didn't use that one today.
No, I didn't have that. What happened to that one?
I don't have that one.
Oh, you didn't send it to Shane. Mm-mm. You left. You saved that one for your personal collection.
Just so you know, the way I remember it is that you asked me my opinion on what photo you should use for your real estate.
Oh.
And that's why I said, do you have another one? And then when you sent me the second one, I was like, much better. I like that one. That's what happened.
But then you still didn't use it. You totally blasted me with the one you didn't like today.
That was
that
me.
Is
I didn't,
true.
I
but
haven't
that is,
seen the second one.
Okay.
That is true. I apologize.
But no, I think it's cute.
No,
I
you're.
Mean, I, it was
it's
fine.
Great.
The
it's
other one's really cute.
It's more casual. I look pregnant in it.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that's not an insult. Like, pregnant. It's like, you know, what? According to Jeff, it's an insult.
Oh, my God.
Pregnant.
No,
you look
okay,
so.
So
pregnant. Like, I'm like, okay.
Okay, so you are hungover today.
It would be like not an insult.
You're a little edgy today.
No,
you are hungover.
I'm so sorry.
What happened last night? Why are you still drunk today?
Might be a little drunk.
What happened? What happened last night?
Well,
wasn't girls
I haven't.
Night.
It was not girls' night. It was couples' night out.
Okay.
It was Todd and I had a date night. The kids went back to school on Monday, so I've been moving the nanny's hours around, and we had a date night out. I was like, oh, let's have a date night.
Okay.
And I haven't really been drinking for a couple of weeks.
Why?
Because I went to see a doctor. You know, I'm real stressed out, and my girlfriend was like, I think you should see, you know, a doctor because, you know, I haven't seen a doctor in a long time because, you know, COVID happened.
Right.
And she was like, real fat.
the doctor said that?
She said, you're fat and stressed. You need to eat more vegetables and stuff.
Is Jeff your doctor?
I am.
Basically, she's like Jeff with a vagina. She was like, here, I'm going to give you some pills that, you know, will help you stop eating. She's in Beverly Hills, so it's like skinny pills. That my insurance company was like, well, you're not fat enough for pills, so we're not going to approve. They didn't approve me for the pills.
Oh.
But she's like, don't worry, I've got a coupon. So,
So
my Beverly Hills doctor was like, if the insurance company doesn't approve it, I have a coupon, so you'll still get the discount.
So you got the fat pills.
I got my fat girl pills.
And then what happened?
I think I've lost like 7 pounds, but the point is that I haven't had any cocktails for like a while.
But I thought you said the fat pills were making you sick.
Oh, the first fat pills.
Oh, what happened the first
time? Apparently there's two kinds of fat pills. There's the ones that you take that makes your, like you have an effect on your tummy that made me feel nauseous. And then I ate something and I threw up. And she's like, well, why did you eat something? And I'm like, well, because I felt sick. I thought, you know, I don't throw up ever. So I didn't know. Like, what do you do when you feel sick? You eat like a little something and it calms your tummy.
Yeah.
I had some ginger ale. And she's like, no, that's the point. You're not supposed to eat something.
Oh, so the pills make you nauseous so you don't eat.
Yeah. But I was like, well, I don't want those pills.
Yeah, I wouldn't want those pills
either. So then she's like, oh, I'm going to give you different pills that she said for your mind that like make you not want to eat.
That's
like,
what I need.
I need those. that's what I need.
How much were those?
They're like $60.
How many do I get for $60?
21.
And they work?
Yeah, for several weeks now.
Do you take it every day?
Yeah, in the morning. I didn't take it this morning.
And you just don't eat?
I mean, I'm just not, I just forget.
You're not hungry?
I like forget to eat. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Can you tell me the name of these pills and where do we get them? Do we need a prescription?
You need a prescription.
Fuck.
I know.
So I got to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
Because we were talking about Fen-Phen from Mexico yesterday.
It's like basically like Fen-Phen. But I told her, I'm like, I don't
give energy.
I mean, not today I don't because I forgot to take it this morning.
Oh, but you normally do have energy.
Yes,
with
I
your
love
pills.
Them. But I'm not, it's, I have to tell you, it's nice. They're nice little pills.
And you lost 7 pounds.
I mean, I don't.
Any side effects?
None.
None whatsoever.
I mean, other than maybe.
Except for whatever.
I might have a heart attack in like 10 years. But other than that, she told me I was going to have a heart attack or stroke anyway because I was too fat.
Wow.
She told me that. Yeah.
So you might as well be skinny before you have that stroke.
Right. So that then.
Or that heart attack.
They'll take better care of me in the ambulance if I'm skinny.
All right. So you haven't been drinking because you've been on the fat pills and you've been trying to lose weight and you lost 7 pounds. So now you go out on date night last night. Yeah. And where do you go?
We went to Katsuya.
Encino? Wow. Or
no,
Studio City.
Studio City.
Okay,
we
I like that
been
one.
Been there since before COVID.
Just can't park in the lot. You got because I got towed there. You got to do the valet.
Well, yeah, duh. Why would you ever park?
I parked
in the
myself.
Lot?
I did a self park, and I got my car towed.
Of course, you would get your car towed.
Why?
Who parks in the lot?
I parked in the lot.
No,
I thought I could park in the lot.
No, you have to.
And then I got my car towed.
No, there's no parking in the lot there.
Well, I know that now.
Oh my god.
All right, so you went to valet, which is good.
Yeah.
You didn't self park.
No.
Thought I'd save $7. And it cost me like
$250.
Of course,
dummy.
Shit.
Okay, so we valeted and then we sat at the sushi bar. I haven't sat at a sushi bar in like 2 years.
So fun, right?
And I thought I was laughing with Todd because we sat down. There was like no one at the sushi bar except for a couple down at the end. And then halfway through, this guy and his kid, this little cootie catcher, 2-year-old, sat next to me.
Oh, cootie catcher.
And I was like,
that's what I should call Monroe.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is not social distance.
Oh.
I was like, Todd, what's going on here? So we like quickly finished our rolls and left.
Okay. But you drank sake?
I did.
Cold or hot?
Oh, I only like cold.
Me
sake.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't like warm sake.
No.
Did you also chase it down with a beer?
I don't like beer.
I usually get that big Sapporo and then I'll do both.
Todd likes the Asahi?
Asahi. It's good.
He likes that. I can't drink beer because my doctor told me I'm too fat to drink beer.
Okay, but you weren't drunk then.
She gave me a list of things not to eat and beer was on it. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so yeah. You were not drunk at Katsuya.
I was a little happy.
Buzzed.
Happy, yeah.
At what point did you get drunk and black out?
You're so mean.
So what happened?
Well,
first, didn't you go to Big Five drunk?
I wasn't drunk.
Okay, buzz.
Okay, we left Katsuya.
It's a good date. Sexy.
We went to Big Five. It's like Todd's dream date. Sushi and Big Five. He had a half chub the whole night. We went to Big Five. We parked in the lot. We went because we're going camping tonight with the kids. We used to go camping before the kids were born, and we've always wanted to go camping with the kids, but Pepper is, you know, a nuisance. So we never wanted to take them camping, and so we're like, we're going to brave it. We decided we're going to try it one night. So we went to Big Five, and we're so, I mean, this is so embarrassing. We're so LA. We're like, we haven't used our sleeping bags in like 10 years. And I'm like, we've been planning this camping trip for like 2 months, but we haven't unrolled our sleeping bags.
Yeah.
What if there's spiders in there?
What if there's like rats?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not sleeping.
Rat feces.
I'm all of it. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I mean, I'm going to get like so many DMs about how high I mean it's. But we're like in the aisles at Big Five and I'm
looking
like,
for new sleeping bags.
Yes.
I would. Yeah, I get it.
I was laughing by the end of like what we were picking out. I'm like, why don't we just go to the Ojai Valley Inn? Because it was going to cost us so much money to buy new sleeping bags. He's like, do you think that we need air mattresses? And I'm like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So we were buying air mattresses. We were buying.
Jesus. How much did you spend?
Like $500.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I would go to the Ojai Valley Inn.
Yeah. So we bought all the stuff and then I had to pull the car around. Meanwhile, like Todd had like loaded up on firewood. Like his minivan is full of like the whole thing is full of firewood. But all the stuff from Big Five. He bought a ton of batteries from Big Five. We borrowed all this camping gear from friends of ours that go camping.
Okay, now when did the moles come in?
Okay. So one of the things we borrowed were these lanterns. We really did. I drew the line. I was like, all sleeping bags. All that's fine, right? Because we can use it. Like, even if it meant.
But we're not buying lanterns.
I'm not buying lanterns. I'm drawing the line at lanterns. So we borrowed lanterns from a friend, but he couldn't get.
Not your friends, your neighbors who are the moles, right?
Hold on, I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
All right. Stop. So we borrowed lanterns from friends, but he couldn't get the bottom off. And they hadn't used them in a long time. So the batteries probably had like corroded the bottom, right? And they weren't working. So the moles, our neighbors.
Yes.
They.
They're the ones that anytime I talk about our family, they immediately tell you what I said.
I know. So, you know, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
So so they have a vice, like from Casino, like
Can we
time.
Get to the drinking?
Okay. Yeah. The long story long.
Jesus.
Long story long is that we got home at 7:30, but with the nanny till 8. So we literally snuck in the house, Quinn sauce.
But did you drink at the Moles?
Yes. We drink scotch.
Okay, so that's when you got drunk.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my idea. He opened a new bottle of Glenlivet.
Okay, so you got drunk at the Moles.
He got me drunk, yeah.
Who?
The mole.
The mole got you drunk?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember walking home?
We didn't walk. We took the golf cart.
Okay, so do you remember? You remember then?
I do.
You do remember coming home?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was a good mom. I read Quinn 2 books.
Drunk. Slurring.
No, I don't slur when I read books. I read Uni the Unicorn.
Okay.
And
so you remember that?
I do. And I read the girl book.
Okay, so we know you blacked out at one point because this morning you were on your way here.
Yeah.
And you called Todd. And what did you say?
I was like, I'm so bummed. I was so looking forward to having sex last night. I had it all in my head, all the things we were going to do. And he's like, Carrie, we did have sex last night. And I was like, we did? What did we do? And he was like, oh my God, I'm in a meeting. I can't tell you right now. And I was like, wait, did we do this? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, we did? Did we do this? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, wait, hold on. Did we do this? He's like, yes, but I'm in a meeting. And I'm like, hold on. Did we do this? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, I'm so bummed.
And apparently,
I don't remember any of it.
Apparently, it was very adventurous.
According to him, it was amazing.
But you I'm don't so remember bummed. It.
Oh, we'll just have to do it again,
right.
I guess, this right. weekend. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't remember any of it?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
And then how are you feeling this morning?
I mean, the coffee's helping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you look like you might be... Yeah, still hurting.
I had to wake up this morning because I had to go. I was telling you that on Friday mornings when Monroe starts kindergarten, you have to bring. Yeah,
yes.
I'm giving you the advice.
I don't know if my listeners know this, but these bribery techniques that you have mastered.
It's not bribery.
It is bribery.
Okay,
it's
stop
insurance.
Calling it that. It's insurance. Thank you. Thank you,
Shane. Tell us what you do.
What I do is I like to make besties with all the teachers,
okay.
Right? Because also... They're good people. They're watching your kids. Like, you don't know. There could be, like, a big earthquake. You want your kid to be, like, the one.
First.
Yeah. Right.
Like there's only room for one kid under this desk.
Or, like, maybe they're going to shield someone from something. Like,
yes.
Yeah, right? Like, okay, let's just say, like, I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I know.
Okay,
I know.
I'm just saying, I just want to, like, you know, get in good with the teacher. So what I do at the beginning of the year is first of all, I've already bought fans for the teachers.
Fans?
Yeah, for COVID, like to circulate the air. Like, I'm like, what do you need? What do you need?
Like an actual, like a fan.
Like a room fan.
Okay.
Like whatever they need.
Do you return it after the school season is over?
I don't. I'm like, what do you need? Like, I literally am like, tell me what you need. I don't care what it is. Like, I don't care if it's like room sanitizer or like, you know, like the teacher last year, she really liked this one hand sanitizer from Whole Foods. It smells so good. It was a really good buy. It smells amazing.
Okay, so you buy that for her.
Like a giant jug of it.
Okay, so you find out what they need, what they like.
What they like. So every Friday, I buy the teacher, both of my kids' teachers, their coffee that they like. Their specific coffee.
Every Friday.
The one teacher likes it this morning, and I'm hungover. I was like, girls, I was laying in bed. I'm like, oh my God, please, you guys, please get dressed. I was like ordering Starbucks on my phone, and I'm like, everyone get in the car. I couldn't even make them breakfast. I was like, you're all getting Starbucks for breakfast.
Nice.
And I ordered the chai tea latte with no foam, extra hot for the one teacher, and blonde
this is
coffee
really smart.
With two creams for
so
the other
I need
one.
To do
and
this.
Then I and then everyone piled in the car, and then oh my God, and then we drove to Starbucks. I took the keys because I know Pepper. I'm like, you're staying in the car, and I'm taking the keys, Pepper, so don't think you're going anywhere. She's like, can we listen to music? And I'm like, I know you, bitch.
Will she start the car?
Fuck yeah, she will.
Oh yeah.
Oh
okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, no, you're not listening to music.
Okay,
no,
so
I'm
you knew she
keys.
Was manipulating
no,
you.
She's crazy.
Would she actually just drive away?
100%. I would like, she would like be, like the car would be like in Subway when I came back. So I went and got the coffees and all their breakfast. I came back and Pepper's like, this nice homeless man was asking for money.
Are you joking?
No. I get back to the car. Thank God I locked it. Took the keys. She's like, I want to go home and get my piggy bank. I want to give him some money,
that
mommy.
Is so sweet.
He smelled so bad.
Wait, did she get out of the car?
No, because it was locked.
How'd she smell him?
Because she just knows.
Oh, yeah, oh
you know,
okay.
No, she has a, you know.
Okay.
So, or maybe she smelled him through the car. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So I get back in the car. I was like, eat your sandwiches. Stop talking. Please stop talking. They're like pinching each other. I'm like, everyone shut up. So then we go back to school. We walk to school. And then I made them each, you know, carry their drinks.
So now what happens is I guess we'll call it insurance. By doing this every week, then what happens is they're more forgiving when your kids act out or act up.
I mean, I would hope so. I don't know. But like the second day of school, the one teacher, Pepper's teacher, who I love, she seems amazing, walks Pepper out. And every day when Pepper comes out of school, I just make sure she's wearing the same clothes that she was wearing when I dropped her off. That's like my okay, it was an okay day. As long as she's wearing the same clothes, nothing really bad happened.
Right.
So she came out and she's like, Pepper's doing really good and I'm waiting for the other shoe. I'm like, okay, I'm so glad. I know she's doing really good, right? Going on and do you want to tell your mom what happened? And Pepper's like, no. And I'm like, oh, what happened? What happened, Pepper? And she's like, you're going to get mad. I'm like, I'm not going to get mad. What happened? And she's like, Pepper cut her hair. And in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
At least she'd have cut someone else's hair.
I mean, yeah. I mean, even that, I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, like all of it, like
right,
that's nothing.
At least she didn't stab anybody with
the
scissors.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, the bar is really low. I'm like, I mean, okay. She's cut her hair so many times. I'm like, and so the teacher's so patient. She's like, you know, Pepper, I know sometimes you're curious. And I'm like, oh, you're going to be one of those. Like, you're really, like, you just have to tell Pepper, like, that's just not okay.
And it's all, so you think they're a lot more lenient on Pepper and Quinn, probably because you...
I don't want them to be lenient. I don't want them to be lenient. I just want...
Just more forgiving.
Or just like, you know...
You want something. Because you're giving them coffees every Friday for something.
It's a trade.
What is it you want?
I don't know what I want. I want something. I just want to know. Like you said, it's insurance.
Right,
I don't even know what I want. It's like being nice to people in general. Like you're just... nice to people.
But you're being nice, like, it's calculating. No, you're not just being nice.
Why do you feel bad?
You didn't bring me coffee. You didn't bring Shane coffee. You were at Starbucks. You didn't even ask if we wanted anything.
That was like 2 hours ago. Your Starbucks would be cold by now.
Oh, you dropped the kids off at 4 a.m.?
4 a.m.? It did feel like 4 a.m. to me.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
We are back with Keri Lewis. All right, my Instagram is blowing up. These ladies want those pills. So, and gay guys. So, this Beverly Hills diet, we think, you said it starts with a Q. We think it's Q-S-Y-M-I-A, Qsymia, which is probably Fen-Phen, right?
Yeah.
One pill once per day, lose 24 to 32 pounds, 4 to 5 inches in waist reduction. So now you've been taking it for how long?
Like a week.
And you've already lost 7 pounds.
Wow.
And you have no interest in food.
I mean, I'm a little hungry right now because I've been
Wendy's because of the Wendy's live read.
Oh, did you do a Wendy's read? I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, yeah. It's subliminal.
It goes in your subconscious.
I don't even care.
I notice every Wendy's now.
I know.
It's crazy.
I don't even.
But no, you don't even care. You don't care about Wendy's. You don't care about Dave Single with never frozen beef.
What?
Never mind. You don't care. You just don't care.
It doesn't even. It goes in one ear and out the other. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because I love food. And literally, like, I don't eat poorly, but the doctor, when I went to see her the second time, the first time, you have to go see her.
I'm going
to
go see her.
I sat with her for 2 hours. She weighed me. It's really depressing. Like, you hold these, like, hand things with your hand, and they go, these electrodes, they go through your body. They tell you how much fat, how much muscle. And you sit there, and I'm like, oh, my God. She asked me how much I weighed. And then when they weigh you, when they do the whole thing, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm 20 pounds heavier than I thought I was. It's like your driver's license. So it says, so depressing. I was like when they asked me what my target weight was, I weighed 20 pounds heavier than, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like 20 pounds heavier than what I thought I would. Okay, anyway. It's like, basically, I'm like really fat. It's like, basically, she was like, oh, girl. Long story
stay
long.
Stay safe, girl.
Yeah, stay safe.
Girl.
Stay safe. So, we were going through everything I eat. Yeah, right, girl? She's like, you know, you don't eat poorly, but she's like, maybe it's the portion. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it could be the portion. You know, like, to eat a lot of food. That could be the problem. And snacking, that's the other thing.
That's what I do.
Why do you snack? She can't wrap her head around snacking. Which
is, she
like,
really skinny?
Yeah, because she takes that pill. Yeah. She goes, you need to take. She's like,
how skinny is she?
I've really tried to check her out, but she's sitting down the whole time. So I'm like, oh, and then she's wearing a doctor's coat. She probably thinks
you know
I'm such a perv. Because I'm like really like looking at her body the whole time.
I
and
bet
I'm like,
she's like a size 2.
She's like a 0 or a 2. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like checking out her skin. I'm always like checking out her teeth. I'm like really like looking into
how much does it cost for me to sit with her?
$500.
for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and then do I? And then does she write the prescription?
I mean,
right then
I don't
there?
Know. She's not a drug dealer,
like, right? But she gives you the prescription right then and there.
I mean, for $500. I don't know what your she would tell you what you need.
It's not I need the Qsymia.
Okay, but you can't go in there asking for it.
Oh, what do I do?
I didn't even know what this pill
Oh, she's
going
to think I'm a drug addict.
We don't even know if it's the right one.
I don't even know if that's the drug.
I don't care. Lose 24 to 35 pounds.
I'm really laughing right now because legit, she thinks I need it, which is why she gave it to me. I didn't go in there asking for it. Maybe she doesn't think you need it.
It goes by your BMI.
Shit.
I will tell you,
I'm going to have to be real subtle about it.
Told me I didn't need it, which made me feel much
better.
Yeah,
they don't. But they don't know what's up.
They're not there to help.
Oh, thank
I need
you.
It. No, I need it.
I was like, whatever. Those you are fat. But Todd was real nervous when I came home. I'm like, Todd, she said I need to lose 20 pounds. And he's like, but your boobs.
He was worried. I was worried about your boobs.
He's worried. He's like, no. And he's like immediately like, I have to touch them right now. Because I'm like, he's like, he like had like a funeral for my boobs. He was worried.
They're going to go away.
He was worried they were going to get smaller.
They are going to get smaller.
Yeah. So he was like, he's like, he'd rather me die of a heart attack, but still keep my boobs. Yeah.
Now, did she also give you the pellet?
No, a different doctor.
Okay.
And she was really upset about the pellet. She's like, I don't understand why
really?
She was worried about, she was worried I would like grow facial hair. She was worried I'd grow facial hair and lose all my head hair. I don't know. All these doctors, like this is when I went through my infertility treatments, I was like, they don't know anything. All these doctors, they think they know what they know. They know like what they know. They all went to school. They think they know what they know. And
right.
Whatever. So yeah, she has her own opinions. That other doctor has his opinions. But yeah, the pellet, I like the pellet.
The pellet makes you very, very horny.
Very horny.
So, and you noticed an immediate difference between?
Like within like a week. Week to 10 days.
You got, so. Okay, so.
Right before Hawaii.
You want lots of sex all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Poor Todd. I mean, he's not complaining, but yeah.
Right, right.
I'm like, Todd. Todd, are you awake? He's like, no.
Now, with the Beverly Hills diet, it sounds like this woman probably has an eating disorder, right? And
no,
she thinks everybody is fat.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care.
That's
no
my
judgment.
Benefit.
No judgment here.
Yeah.
Do you think she would give me Qsymia?
I don't know. I don't think I want to give you her number. I'm embarrassed.
Why? Why are you embarrassed?
Because I'm worried she's going to turn my prescription off.
No. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm going to be real cool about it.
I don't believe you.
I'm just going to tell her, hey.
I'm not going to give you my drug dealer's number.
No. I'm just going to say, like, hey, I've gained 10 pounds. I'm having trouble losing it. You know, is there any recommendations? I'm not even going to mention Qsymia.
I know you,
Qsymia.
Jeff. You're a liar. You're going to say that, and then she's not going to say what you want.
Right. She's going to be like, what about a meal plan? I'm like, what about Qsymia?
Yeah, I know.
You better give me that number.
No, I'm not giving it to you.
Seriously, you got to give me that fucking number. All right, we got to.
Wow.
Got a little intense.
Sorry, I'm getting upset about this. Qsymia. All right. What about your nanny? What's happening with her? Give me the fucking number. God, I just lost my head for
a minute.
Oh, my
God. Really?
Well, these women are going crazy on my Instagram right now. I mean, I should just read you these. It's nuts. Give me the pills. Tell me they're the pills. Where are the pills?
They're
it's not
pills.
Just me.
They're good pills.
All right. What's going on with the nanny?
The nanny's good. I mean, everything I will say.
She had a party when you're in Hawaii. Did you ever confront her?
It doesn't bother me. Is this not a party? She had people over.
She had like 10 cars, I thought.
You watched the cameras, right? How many cars were there?
Well, I didn't know about the cars. The neighbor told us about the cars. The cameras didn't tell us about the cars.
The neighbors told you how many cars?
Mm-hmm.
How many cars?
10 cars.
10 cars.
He said 10 cars, yeah.
Okay, so you're probably looking at minimum of 15 people.
Yeah.
Minimum. Let's just say we'll round up. We'll
Jeff,
say it's 20
you're
people.
You're so uptight. Like, who gives a shit?
I don't want anybody having parties in my house.
But nothing.
You
got,
hire someone to house sit and they have fucking 20 people over?
Yeah, but nothing got broken. Nothing got.
It could have got broken.
But
and
it
by the
didn't.
Way, somebody could have got hurt and then they sued you. Somebody could have drowned in the pool and they would have sued you.
Well, then I would be pissed.
I think you're too lax about this.
Oh, my God.
I'd be furious if
I'm
somebody had a party.
I'm too hungover to care today.
Right. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But what else is going on? Another nanny
story?
Well,
I was laughing because this week. You know, everything's like, my whole life is going to change now that COVID is, you
now
know,
with Qsymia.
maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like that, now that I had a couple cocktails.
You're so skinny now, you don't care.
I know, I'm a skinny bitch.
Every, Jess is a skinny bitch, but she's doing it the right way. She's like dieting.
She's like
and all
eating
that.
Spinach.
How much have you lost?
20 pounds.
Yeah, but you've done it. You're not using drugs like Carrie.
Oh my God.
I think it's drug adjacent. Like they're just packets of tiny little foods.
Yeah, but you're eating healthy and you're portion control.
What do you think I'm eating, Wendy's?
She's taking
drugs.
Wendy's
eating-
is my biggest
Wendy's
sponsor.
Is delicious. I mean,
we love Wendy's.
Wendy's fantastic.
You do not gain weight from Wendy's.
You met McDonald's. I think you met McDonald's and you accidentally said Wendy's.
No, I'm eating healthy. I am.
And Wendy's is very healthy.
Okay, it's so health. I'm just... I'm eating salads.
But just, you know, Alyssa is doing it, the right way.
The traditional way.
And it's not immediate gratification.
Okay,
how long have you been doing? How long
have
you been eating?
Because I won't
well?
Give him the number. He's,
yeah,
now
he's trying
shaming you.
You're such a dick.
I'm shaming you for not giving me the name and the number. Alyssa, how long have you been dieting?
Since June 7th.
Yeah.
And it's, wow.
You lost 20 pounds in 2 months? Yeah. Two and a half,
without
like
11
drugs. Weeks. Yeah. You're such a dick. I'm never giving you that number.
I am going to follow you.
I will follow you to that doctor. I will never give you that number now. Just saying.
Why wouldn't you want to just like refer business to your friend?
Because she's skinny now. Now she does not give a fuck about anyone else.
You're right. You're so right. She doesn't want anyone
she's
else to be skinny.
Queen.
Everybody wants to fuck me. And I don't care about you anymore.
Does the nanny still bring the dog to work?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
How are the strawberries?
I did laugh. I asked her if she could work, and two Sundays we're gonna have a party at our house for the soccer kids, and I was like,
oh, why haven't you invited me? And then when you said that, I was like, never mind.
Yeah, for the soccer kids, it's like 12 to 6, and I was like thinking Pepper should have her little like shadow, you know, because it's for Quinn's soccer thing, and
yeah,
I didn't
she
want
should
Pepper,
have
like,
a shadow,
having taking all her clothes off and doing something
like
crazy.
She did at Grandma and Grandpa's, which I'll tell you about. Yeah.
Oh God, that's what I'm saying. If she comes home from school with the clothes that she left in the morning, I'm like, that's a win.
It's a big win.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, can you work two Sundays from now, from 12 to 6? And she's like, oh, you know, I'm going to a show the night before, and it's my friend's. Basically, she told me she's going to be too hungover to work, and I was
like, it's at noon.
Hold on. I was like, I couldn't believe she was telling me this, and I was bitching to my girlfriend Danielle about it. And Danielle looks at me. This is why I love Danielle. She goes, fuck you, Carrie. You're just jealous.
Yeah.
She's like,
we are.
She goes, you're just jealous that you aren't able to be 2 weeks from now to say to someone, I'm going to be too hungover to go to an open house. And I just plan on laying in bed all day and no one's going to bother me. And I'm like, oh my God, I am. I'm so jealous.
But she knows, that nanny knows, she's holding you hostage because you can't live without her.
That's not true. I have a backup.
You do
have a backup?
Oh, I have Liz. I'm going to call Liz.
Oh.
Liz doesn't drink.
Maybe you should just hire Liz full time.
No, she has another job, but Liz will come. She's going to show up. For all, I do love that Todd's like, call Aldis. I'm like, Aldis is not going to jump in the pool with Pepper, but Liz will. At least some backups.
So a few weeks ago, you were out of town.
Yeah.
And Todd brought the girls down to Grandma and Grandpa's.
Yeah.
Monroe and I were down there. And
I just want you to know that made me really happy that you guys all did that.
We actually had a great time.
I know. It was like really awesome.
Now, you were saying that there was an ambush an hour before he got there. There was an ambush. He drove over to Greg's house.
I couldn't believe he did that.
Right. And you were asking.
I love that he brought the kids with him too. It was like a legit ambush.
It was an ambush.
Yeah.
You were asking because you wanted, they haven't seen the kids in a long time. So what were you saying to Todd?
So Todd called me and he was all excited. He's like, and I saw Greg. And I'm like, you did? Because, you know, we talk about Greg all the time, that Todd tries to call him and Greg won't talk to him and whatever. Todd was so excited that he saw Greg. And I was like, tell me all about it. And he's like, well, I drove to his house. He didn't call it an ambush. But, of course, you and I would call it an ambush.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. But I think, now, I don't know, did Todd bring the kids? I was trying to wonder. I was like, did he bring the kids because he didn't want to leave Pepper
with Grandma and Grandpa?
Or did he bring the kids because he knew Greg couldn't turn him down if he had the kids with him?
Oh, I don't know if it was...
Two-prong attack.
Yeah.
Manipulative.
I think it was option B.
I will tell... And then Todd doesn't remember any details because I asked you. I said, what did they say?
I'm like, what did you guys talk about? He's like, oh, you know, just stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
That's why I'm asking.
Why would I know? That's why I'm asking. Yeah. Just typical straight guy. Doesn't remember a fucking thing. I'm like...
You had to ask the gay guy what your kids were wearing.
Right. I'm like, I did. I'm like, what were they wearing? He's like, oh... I'm like, do they look cute? Oh... I'm like, but... Was this before or after they were swimming? I don't remember. I'm like, how do you not remember that? Was their hair wet? I was like interrogating him because I'm like, they haven't seen.
So fortunately, I had to fill in the blanks
for you. Thank you.
The girls looked really cute.
Okay, good.
Pepper had a cute, like, flowy yellow dress on.
Yeah, I like that dress.
She has her cute little short haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they went to see, they did the ambush before they got to Grandma and Grandpa's. The one thing, though.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
He made it sound like he left their
house.
No. Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. I never get any specifics.
No, the ambush happened before they got to Grandma and Grandpa's.
Okay, okay.
But I will tell you, which was, I think Todd is a really good hands-on dad. Now, Pepper only got away from him like maybe three times. And that's when she got makeup on the carpet. And then she ate like 24 gumballs.
Wait, who gave her makeup? And who gave her gumballs?
Okay, she.
Oh, he said he's such a good hands-on dad. Like,
I said she got away three times.
But
so the whole day, whole night, like 4 hours, he was pretty hands-on. Mm. But she escaped three times. The first time she got into makeup and she
got it all.
I think it was Grandma's.
But she went in, like someone give it to her? Or she went
went in and got it.
Oh.
Put it on, dropped it on the floor, got it on the carpet.
Was Claudia really upset?
She actually, no, she hasn't said anything about it.
Okay.
So I think she's cool.
Okay.
Then there was a gumball machine upstairs in one of the guest rooms.
Could you
she
believe that?
Found it.
Of course she
and
did.
Got like 24. No, I'm not kidding. I've never seen so much gum in like someone's mouth. Like her cheeks were huge.
I know.
And Todd freaked out because he thought she was going to choke.
Yeah.
And he had to take it out of her mouth.
We've done the Heimlich on her, I've done the Heimlich on her twice. I've literally saved that bitch's life. I have saved her, I'm not kidding, three times, twice from choking and once from drowning. I'm not joking.
Wow.
One time she choked on a piece of pizza, Heimlich. Second time was a dried piece of fruit, Heimlich. Third time, drowning, she was stuck in a flotation device upside down with her legs in the air.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Quinn, turn her over. She's like, I can't. She couldn't turn her over. I'm like, God damn it. I had to take all my clothes off and jump in. And my girlfriend Danielle's like, you took your clothes off? And I'm like, yeah. But I saved her.
You saved her life.
Wow.
Well, one of the times that she escaped, she did go in the pool.
Of course she did.
She loves a pool.
Yeah.
She loves.
So she went out. There was a raft.
Wait, did she take her clothes off or did she just get it?
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
There was a raft there. So she got on the raft. She went out to the middle of the pool, pulled the plug on the raft. The raft deflated and she ended up in the water.
You're telling me.
He was not there.
Yeah.
That was one of the three times.
Oh, okay. That's kind of important.
Yeah.
So choking, pool. I mean, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
how many adults were there?
Five
adults and a
grandma ended up seeing Pepper and managing that situation.
Uh-huh.
But then what happened is that when the raft deflated, she got her pretty yellow dress wet.
Yeah, that's okay.
So she took off all of her clothes and then went in the pool.
Yeah, naked.
Naked, completely naked.
Todd sent me, I think it was a video or was it FaceTime that I saw your dad throw on his swim trunks and went swimming with them. Was really
well because
cute.
Then Quinn felt like, well, if Pepper's in there naked, I'm going in there naked.
Yeah.
And then Monroe was like, Daddy, can I go swimming? Can I go swimming? Can I go swimming?
My kids always swim naked, so.
Yeah, well, then Pepper wanted, so that I made Monroe at least have her underwear on.
Did Quinn go naked, totally nudie?
No, I think it was
she probably had her undies on.
I want to say the girls had their underwear on.
Yeah, it would be weird for them to be nudie in front of everybody.
Yeah, no, I want to say that they had their underwear.
Yeah.
And then I was a little traumatized about it, so I actually... I bought two bathing suits and sent them to Grandma's for the future. So they're there.
Yeah.
Because I was a little traumatized. So that's been handled for the future. Now, the one thing I will say about Todd is that this was not the best decision. So as you know, Grandma and Grandpa, they go all out with the food.
Yeah.
Right? That's their love language. Like they just want to feed you until you throw up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be interested because you're taking Simeon.
Right.
Basically Fen.
But I'll drink it up.
Right.
I'll just drink
so Todd
dinner.
Went to like stopped by Del Taco or something and ate. They all ate before they got there.
Why would he
for dinner?
Mm-hmm. What?
So then.
Do you know why they did that?
Why?
Because he wanted to do that probably.
So
he was hungry. And then he fed everybody else.
Their food is great that they make though.
I know. So then when they got there.
Did they get the green beans?
No. They've got rid of those green beans.
Oh, thank God.
No, we voted to get rid of those green beans a long time ago. God. They did like a. There was steaks and there was Brussels sprouts and there was cauliflower with cheese. It was really good.
Oh, really?
Plus this whole like
so they weren't hungry.
Charcuterie spread, which is very COVID safe.
Shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah. But they came full.
Can I come next time, please?
So grandma and grandpa weren't happy about that.
I can imagine.
Because they made all this food and nobody ate.
I mean, why?
I ate. I didn't eat all day. I didn't even take Qsymia. I didn't eat all day so I could go
You'll
there hungry.
You'll never take Qsymia because I'm not giving you that number.
You're
Carrie, you're going to give me that number.
I'm not giving it to you.
You're giving me that number.
I'm holding that over your
Fine,
head.
I'm going to call. I'll call my house doc. My house doc will give me Qsymia.
Okay, all right.
I don't need to sit down for a 2 hour. I already know I'm fat. That's I don't need terrible. Somebody to tell
sounds
me
so
for
boring.
2 hours that I need to lose 10 pounds. I already know.
Okay.
And it sounds to me like I'll be at my goal weight in 10 days.
All right. 10 days.
10 days.
That sounds like bloat.
Pound a day.
Sounds like you're bloated.
You think?
Yeah. If you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days.
Now, girls night. I ran into you at girls night at
You
Lark.
Ran into me. Yeah. Creepy.
We were there first.
That's not exactly how it happened.
Last
okay.
Thursday, I was at Larson's Encino. Mm-hmm. I just got off a plane. I was starving. I just walked in. I did not have a reservation.
Right. Okay.
And I...
Oh, well, that makes it more weird.
Why?
You didn't tell me that part. Why were you looking at the reservation screen
oh, did we
if
call?
You didn't have a reservation?
We didn't call.
We never called?
We just showed up.
Why was I looking at the screen then?
Because you're weird.
Because you're nosy.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened was... She probably said, let me go get your table ready.
Yeah.
Because I did not call for reservation. So I happened to be standing at the host desk by myself.
That's so weird.
Waiting patiently. And I noticed that the computer screen was up. I glanced at the computer screen and I saw your name.
You're so weird.
I'm not weird.
It is weird. Why would you do that?
I did not go behind the desk.
You
I didn't like move the mouse so the screen would go up. It was on. It was there. She left it up.
Who would do that? You're with three other people. Why aren't you looking at them and talking to them?
We've been together all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so weird.
I happened to notice your name. So I called you and I said, hey, you come into Larson's. And then you got very defensive.
I wasn't defensive.
Why are you asking me that? How do you know this?
You didn't call me. You texted me.
Okay.
And then you asked if I was coming with Gage.
Because you were being sneaky about it. Because you wouldn't tell
sneaky?
Me. You wouldn't
what?
Like you have... like your doctor's number. You
I
were being sneaky and you're not telling me
I
who you were with.
You just want like a password to my calendar. You're so nosy. I wasn't being... You said, are you going with Gage? And I said, yes, Gage and Jenny.
That's only because you were being because you were being sneaky.
I wasn't being
And by the way, there is a whole theory going on.
Oh my God, you are so nosy.
There's a whole theory going on. Uh-huh. And I missed it. It does check out. You were very secretive about who you were meeting. I thought you were having an affair. I thought you were going to be cheating on my brother. And so I waited very patiently for you to walk in with whatever person you're having sex with since you got the pellet. And I know how horny you are. And now that you've lost 7 pounds and you're a skinny bitch and you said, oh, everybody wants
wow,
to fuck
that's
me.
A rabbit
so,
hole. You went right down that rabbit right. hole.
So what happened is you walked in with girls.
Uh-huh. And I was that's like, who I'm having sex with.
Well, that's what someone else said. I said,
so
oh.
So who cares? Todd wouldn't mind that.
I didn't think about it that you are having sex with girls. You're so yeah. horny.
Queer for Carrie.
That's right.
There's so many of them.
I mean, I told you everybody wants to have sex with me.
Wow. I want that self-confidence. Does Qsymia give you that kind of self-confidence?
I mean, you're just going to really...
I bet Heather McDonald takes Qsymia.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her on Monday.
She's been on that for 10
years.
Because
she's a skinny bitch.
Yep.
She's hot and she knows it.
And she knows everyone wants her.
Yep. I bet she takes Qsymia. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how she never brought it up to me.
That bitch.
And I was saying, oh, I got to lose 10 pounds.
She was like, good luck.
Exercise. Maybe do Alyssa's diet.
Maybe take a walk.
Drink yeah. some water.
All right. We're going to take calls about Qsymia.
We don't even know that that's the drug.
Christine in Boston.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Carrie, what's up, Christine?
You are my spirit animal. I love you.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Shout out Shane.
Shout out Christine. Queen.
Yes. I am on Topramate. I've lost 35 pounds. I'm so excited.
Good for you.
Congrats.
Thank you. I cannot handle my alcohol anymore at all. I am such a cheap date. My husband actually loves it now. But I, too, say to my husband, did we have sex last night? All the time. And it is so embarrassing. And it is unbelievable. And so I can totally feel you.
So this pill, you're saying
yes.
It gets you buzzed faster when you drink.
Oh, my God. It's
ridiculous. Maybe that's what it was then.
Could have been.
Because this is the first time I had a cocktail after starting to take it. Because it was really weird. I've never had that experience before.
Okay, no, this is even better.
Right.
So yeah, I can get shit-faced with one drink.
A couple of sips.
Oh, my God.
That didn't even occur to me.
So how long has it been since you... Okay, so you started in March?
I started in March. Yes.
Wow. So about 120 days, you've lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you lose your breasts?
Well, I actually had a breast reduction.
Okay.
In July, like a year ago.
Okay, so you had plenty to work with.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Todd's worried.
He is.
You can always get implants.
He doesn't want me to have implants.
Oh, I mean, really?
Yeah, he's
some
like
some of
very,
them are so natural
like
and real.
Such an ownership about them.
Well, congratulations, Christine. So it's not Qsymia. You took something else.
Jeff, I am coming to Irvine to see you.
I can't wait to see how skinny you are.
And from Boston to come see you.
You have to come introduce yourself.
Oh, so you're coming? You're coming, right?
I don't know anything about
it. It's September 23rd. We're doing Irvine Improv again.
What day of the week is that?
It's Thursday. We're getting a party bus.
September 20, maybe, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wondering why it was a big... I think I'm closing an escrow that day.
You
got to
get that Qsymia out of her purse. <We're> thank you so much, Christine. I'll see you on the 23rd in Irvine.
Wait.
Love you.
Bye, Christine.
Lisa in Nevada. I have 2 minutes, Lisa.
Hey, shout out, Shane. And
shout
Shane.
Out, Lisa.
I got to tell you, I am a teacher, retired teacher, and we love the bribe, and let me tell you why.
See?
Okay.
What your kids will benefit from it is you will get the first pick of the teacher you want for next year.
Okay, I didn't want to say that, but like, yeah, I know.
Oh.
I was going to tell you that off air.
It totally helps.
Well, now it's out there.
And like when we have programs, your kid tends to get the better parts, and I hate to say it, but it is true.
Yeah.
So don't forget every holiday, like Halloween, Thanksgiving, you know, even the little things.
I never thought.
Cash gifts.
Never occurred to me to bribe the teachers.
I love that.
You got to give them cash gifts, right?
Yep.
Gift cards. I always give them like Target
That's
gift cards.
That's a great idea.
Amazon
Thank you, Lisa.
Cards.
All right. So what I've learned today is I need to get on Qsymia and I need to bribe Monroe's teachers.
Very
Carrie Lewis, thank you so much for being here. You're a wealth of knowledge. Sorry about the hangover. Congratulations on the 7 pounds lost. Stay safe, girl.
Stay safe, girl.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.